USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of the black man shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, are now saying he's severely injured. They're calling for swift disciplinary action from the police department. Attorney Ben Crump says Jacob Blake's injuries, to most notably his spine, are severe enough to probably leave him paralyzed.
And to hopefully become some resemblance of the man he once was.
Blake's sister, Letitra Weidman, says she has yet to cry because of what's happened. But there are other feelings she has due to many more incidents like this.
This is nothing new. I'm not sad. I'm not sorry. I'm angry. And I'm tired.
The officers involved are on administrative leave as the incident is being investigated. The National Guard is in Kenosha as major protests continue. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
While he prefers officials in acting capacity, President Trump says he's now seeking Senate confirmation for Chad Wolf, the temporary Homeland Security chief. The ACLU's Andrea Flores says he's the wrong man for the job.
Chad Wolf has perverted the agency's mission and turned its federal agents into a paramilitary force.
With at least 7 people dead and more than 1 million acres lost, California Governor Gavin Newsom says his state is facing a critical week against historic wildfires. But firefighters have made some major progress in the 3 large fires in Northern California. Cal Fire Chief Sean Cavanaugh says there are still many challenges ahead.
We still have some troubled areas that we're still dealing with. And we have still evacuation orders in place. We're lifting some evacuation orders also. So it's very dynamic and changing, especially with the fire behavior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Louisiana and the southeastern coast of Texas is preparing for Hurricane Laura. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying extremely powerful winds are expected to hit parts of his state when Laura makes landfall on Thursday. As for Louisiana, Democratic Governor of Louisiana John Bel Edwards says,
this has the potential to be the strongest hurricane to hit since Hurricane Rita. And it happens to be taking, at least for now, a very similar track to Hurricane Rita. So we should all be very, very careful.
Florida teachers are celebrating an important win in court. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Florida teachers worried about returning to the classroom during the coronavirus pandemic won a legal battle with Governor Ron DeSantis, who wants to reopen schools by the end of this month, declaring that the state essentially ignored the requirement for school safety by insisting teachers resume in-person education. Leon County Judge Charles Dodson ruled in favor of the Florida Education Association's lawsuit. The Department of Education's order, which was issued July 6th, overrode local school boards' rights to operate their own schools, according to Dodson. Dodson also noted that after Hillsborough County, on the advice of local health expert, voted this month to delay reopening for 4 weeks, it was threatened with a loss of $23 million in monthly state aid by Education Commissioner Richard Cochran.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.